Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
I got my computer back, y'all. What?
Wow. 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 Oh, yeah.
Welcome to File Monkeys. This is newly computered Ricky.
And this is Roger.
And you're listening. Good. I like the ending. I love jazz hands. You are listening to episode 580. Oh my god, can you believe we're almost at 600 shows?
Do you think that we'll get to 600 before the new year?
No, because that's 20 shows.
Yeah, but that's like 20 days. We
two shows a week.
Yeah,
and
divide that by 20, like, so that's 10 days. We could do that in 10 episodes. In the 10 episodes,
but we don't have 10 recording days before the end of the year.
We don't.
I mean, we could, but I ain't driving all the way up here. And over in East Irax. Or West Irax, excuse me.
Oh, Lord. Anyways.
Welcome to File Monkeys. We are recording somewhat live in a somewhat studio apartment thingy.
You keep talking shit and you're going to be outside in that somewhat studio. or as I told Jules yesterday when they were showing us a movie and there was like a homeless man, and then like this homeless man had this huge like array of like what I would call a house. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, look, he's got an upgraded condo in the alley.
What movie is this?
It was a movie about, I can't tell you, because it's related to my work.
Oh, work. So, yeah.
But I'll tell you afterwards. But anyways, the movie was really, it was really good. It was kind of sad, but good.
Wait. Does it have to do with a charity?
No.
Oh, okay. So, you guys, my computer was broken. Well, actually, it wasn't broken. Did I talk about it on the show here? I think I talked about it in the video.
Well, in the video we did, yes.
Not on the show.
No, but before you go into your story, we have mail, email, and...
Oh, yeah, I forget our new format.
Voicemails that we have to get to.
Forgot our new format.
Yes. I mean, she's away one day, and goddamn, she's already forgetting shit.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and... do you want to tackle the phone calls first, or do you want to
take... Yeah, we'll do the phone call first. Okay. So let me put my headphones on. Headphones.
How many phone calls do we have?
Gotta get those headphones.
Just one?
Two, I think.
Oh, I only see one here. Well,
there's a voicemail. There's a MP3 also.
Got it.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Ricky. Roger. This is RC calling. Just wondering if you all got to listen to Big Fatty and what he described the Fellow Monkey to be. Also, I wanted to set it clear that I never said I wanted Roger to die. I just said that if you guys were to happen to get in an accident, and if somebody was going to die, it would be better if it was him and not you, so Fellow Monkeys could mourn.
That doesn't make it better. No.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't wish death upon him, but I mean, if I did have to choose one, I guess I would have to choose Ricky.
Yay!
So anyway, I hope you guys are having a good weekend. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right, so what is he talking about?
Oh, that still doesn't make it better, RC.
Well, it makes it better because I live.
Yeah, you and Dan. No, so no, Dan are on my shit list.
What is he talking about? Was there a discussion? Because this was a while back, the call. Cher, please remove your hair and then talk.
Remember when he was talking about how being foul monkeyed or whatever?
Right.
Okay, so he had mentioned that he was he was afraid of how it was if we were to get into an accident, like he would prefer that I get hit so that you could survive.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, without Ricky, there's no foul monkeys.
Oh,
dying. Hit his tuphuses on the microphone.
Wow. Oh God, moving along.
I did hear the episode of where Big Fatty said what a foul monkey was, but it's been a few weeks and I can't remember because I'm old.
No,
RC, first of all, thank you for calling.
Oh, and by the way, your message to me this morning, God damn, you sounded like you stepped right out of fucking West Virginia.
Oh, it was country. was it real, like, country?
Yes.
But when I was calling you with the dogs fighting in the background?
Yes.
Well, that's because I was in West Virginia at a dog fight.
AKA his brothers were fighting right in the background.
I didn't even realize it sounded country.
Yeah, you did. I was like, oh, I had to listen to it again. I'm like, yep, it's all there. It's all there.
I usually don't speak like that unless I'm drinking. And then, like, it comes out.
Yeah.
But every now and then, when I'm not paying attention, it just, woo, say, it just, where are you from?
Thank you for calling.
So thank you for calling, RC. We
no.
love you.
No.
All right. Now this next voicemail.
Is it a voicemail or is it the?
It's an MP3.
Okay.
All right. It's a recorded message for us. And it sounds perfect. And
of course it
it's
does.
It's a perfect message only because it relates to our queen.
Oh. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And who is that?
Janet Jackson.
Oh.
Don't mention it, because then we won't have a particular, a certain Eastern Europeaner calling us.
Well, he's a South African. And he just lives in Germany.
Oh, that's right. Damn it.
But it's only if we don't say it. So if someone else says it,
right.
Then
so that's why I said I'm not going to say who it is.
Right. So if we don't say it, he has to call.
We want Hendrick to call all the time. Yeah. We want pictures from Hendrick's bottom part. I mean,
front and back.
Right.
I've seen that.
Hey, Ricky and Roger. This is Mike Lawson. I was just calling to say hey, and also to tell you guys that because of you, I broke one of my own personal rules. I have no.
Because of you.
That's not who we're talking about, Kelly Clarkson.
No Christmas music in my iTunes. Because of you, I broke one of my own personal rules. I have no Christmas music in my iTunes. But after you guys were talking about the Mariah Carey album, I started thinking back to, like, high school when a bunch of my girlfriends used to play that album all the time, and I kind of started feeling nostalgic. So I downloaded it, and I'm loving it, and it's all because of you. So thank you guys for forcing me to break one of my own personal rules. I love you guys. Hopefully I'll see you soon. Bye.
Aww,
our message is getting across.
Yes.
And it's succeeding.
And I love it! We're slowly bringing everybody to the Lambly.
To the Lambly. I hate that. That's one thing I hate. The Lambly. Mike Lawson, more? Thank you. No.
Mike Lawson, thank you for calling.
First of all, thank you for calling. There's no other podcast that says that.
Yeah. Right. Right. No other podcast that actually sends us MP3s of their voicemail, right, which I love. And we miss your show, by the way. You haven't recorded anything in a while.
Tell people who he is. Mike Lawson.
Mike Lawson does two shows. One is Catching Up with Joey Batance. Batancy. or Butane with the C.
Or Batancy.
Or Batancy.
Joey Batancy.
Gosh, that's she's so regal.
Batancy.
And they are based out of California. And his other show is
What Some Would Call Lies.
Thank you. Because clearly my Mexican is coming out today.
Right.
My Mexican is showing. That he releases a show every Tuesday, and I think their show together releases Thursday, typically, Tuesday.
I know what some would call lies is like 3 seconds long, which makes it a perfect podcast.
It's like, burp, 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 burp. Basically, it's just a song.
Right.
No, but we love the stories he tells, and he has a perfect voice for all that, so.
And I'm glad you broke one of your personal rules, and.
What?
If. Him.
Oh, I thought you were talking
and about if you're gonna have any Christmas music on your iTunes,
it should be
that.
Right. No.
But we're not gonna
say
who
it better be her.
Yeah, we're not gonna say who, but you know.
Right.
We all right. know.
Yes. Thanks for breaking that rule, by the way, because that is a great album to have on your podcast or on your
iTunes.
Sorry, iTunes pod list. Anyway, so moving along.
We have two emails. Do you want to read the first one? I think this person may have gone for the longest. No, it still hasn't beat Anna Marie Parker yet.
Right. All right. So I will go ahead and read the email. And this isn't, well, I may paraphrase a little bit because it is a little long. But anyways, this is an email response from my best friend Pookie. And this is in regards to our... And this is in regards to our discussion regarding assisted suicide. Assisted suicide / I want to die when I want to die.
Bitch.
Bitch.
Right.
Exclamation point. It says, hello, my fellow foul monkeys. Just finished listening to your latest episode and felt compelled to put in my two cents. By the way, I love, love, love when y'all throw that edumacation our way. Illinois actually allows you to petition the courts to let you off yourself. LOL. Maybe that's a bad way of putting it.
Off yourself. LOL.
Oh my God. Let's go off ourselves and that brings the LOLs.
Roger. Ryer. Let's go off ourselves.
Oh my God.
LOL.
LOL. Anyway.
Ew. Ew. It's Sarah without the H because H is L.
Oh my God, I love that. Anyway, so okay, a few years ago, I had a cousin who became a paraplegic after a shooting, and after 3 months of living that way, he decided he no longer wanted to live like that. So he discussed with the family his non-quality of life. He literally, I'm sorry, hold on. He literally put it like that, and with the help of his father, he petitioned the courts as to why he and the entire family felt it would be in his best interest to allow him to take his own life. He won the petition, and with the assistance of the hospital, they injected through his IV a lethal dose of morphine until he passed away. So we can actually off ourselves. We just have to ask permission, which goes into my rant. Why in baby Jesus do we as a society think it's okay to get permission to take our own life? Which is a valid question. I mean, really, seriously, I understand the whole treatment, counseling, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, we don't know what these people are going through physically or mentally. It has become the norm to deny people their right to do whatever they feel would be in their best interest simply because society believes the Bible, a man-made item, says. Oh, nay, nay. Oh, nay, nay. What's your name?
Oh, nay, nay.
What's your name? There are so many, I mean, so many people that have done what other people have told them to do. This treatment regimen and you'll be fine. Or, oh, you're depressed. Pop this pill. You'll be fine. Oh, you're still depressed. Go talk to somebody. You'll be fine. No, people, we don't know if they'll be fine. Not everyone can be fixed. Or for lack of a better word, can be cured. We need to remember that every brain head is in its own world. We personally know our own bodies and minds, so what we quote unquote feel.
You were paraphrasing this.
Huh?
I thought you were paraphrasing this.
Oh, God, I mean, at this point, I'm like, I'm like 3 cents away from being done. anyways, but we feel we can overcome blah, 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 blah. anyways, let's see. Let me see. Let me see. Okay, so she's just basically saying that, you know, what we had discussed in the last one. Sorry, Pookie, your email is really long to read right now, but we read most of it.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to ask to do what we want to do with our own bodies, just like women shouldn't have to ask to get an abortion. Well, I mean, you should go to the doctor to get one, but we shouldn't have to ask the government to do what we want to do with our bodies.
Yeah, and basically she's, you know, and she continues to say, like, you know, why is it that we, you know, if we have a terminal illness or if we have a mental illness, you know, we shouldn't have to ask. And, you know, see, it's kind of basically what we had discussed the last time, mm-hmm. and how it had said, like, you know, we don't really know if taking medication is going to improve our life, whether it is something that is mental or not. Like, we don't know
if it's mental, we should try the medication before we do permanent medication.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I understand that, but then at the same time, it's like, if they want to off themselves, why not? Let them off themselves.
Well, I guess doing it in that manner is a lot better than like using a gun or jumping off a building. So if you're going to do it,
right,
might as well.
Right. I mean, and that's, I mean, I know it's sad to say that because it's like, no, I mean, I don't, I that's kind of, I don't know if I want to really, I mean, I can see the both sides of the coin, but at the same time, at the
you
end
know
of
what?
The day,
I have a perfect example. Let me raise my left hand to Jesus because I have a perfect example of this. A person that decides that they want to jump on the train track in front of the metro on a Friday during rush hour, please let them overdose on morphine in a hospital and not cause me a 5-hour delay to fucking get home. Please.
Ooh, point taken, girl. What? I remember one time we were.
If they even threatened to get on the metro or the L, anywhere where there's public transportation, it's going to cause a problem. Put them in a hospital and let them drip to sleep.
Yep, I agree. And she, and then her final closing is, you know, until the government literally separates religion from politics, we will always be discussing things like this.
We will not.
And that is what your critic, and that was your critic for a minute by Pookie. That was her closing.
Okay.
Love y'all, mean it. So thanks for the email, Pookie. We really appreciate it. And you know, I think it's a valid. It's a valid point, you know, that she makes in her email, and it just kind of, I think that we should have the right to do that without having to ask the courts to do permission. But the next email that we have is from,
I want to read this one.
Okay, that's fine. I just want to say it's Shark Lover 1313.
It's actually Luna.
Yes.
And it's been a month and like 14 years Sundays. Oh. Since we've heard from Luna. So
what is it? Was it 773-28 Luna?
All right, so this is from Luna. Hi guys, this is Luna, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for cluing me into Serial. I'm obsessed with it, and I have tried to turn peeps around me onto it with no luck, so I have to discuss it with you.
Beep! Before you continue, I've actually had people come out to me and say, oh my God, I literally have picked up Serial because of you guys.
My coworkers.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, like, and we have to discuss this last episode.
It's amazing.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead. Continue.
Okay. Episode released 1120, which this is the one we just listened to.
Okay.
Cleared up some major issues for me because people finally started remembering things, especially Adnan. It seemed suspicious to me that no one seemed to remember exact details, and that's because I'm the same age as them, and that same year, one of my best friends died too. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's sad.
He died in a car accident, and another best friend was driving. He was convicted, served 3 years, and was deported back to Colombia because he had not yet taken his citizenship test. He and I corresponded for years, and it was just a sad time for our group of friends.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
that's, I don't understand. She may want to elaborate if she doesn't already elaborate.
Why?
Why did he go? Yeah, was he drinking and driving? Like, what was the deal? Anyway, go ahead.
I tell you this because I remember everything about that time in my life: the accident, and then my friend's trial, were life changing experiences, and I was surprised the people interviewed on Serial weren't remembering more like I do. I'm not trying to be all judgy, but I'm failing. But on today's episode, it was
I'm going to use that. I'm not trying to be all judgy, but I'm failing.
Right. I'm working on it. But on today's episode, it was explained more that they weren't really thinking Hay was dead until days later when she was found. Therefore, it seems many more in denial at first and were just carrying on with their daily lives. That said, every week I change my mind about who's guilty. What a sad situation. Well, there's no great transition from that, so thanks for all the laughs you guys provide, Luna.
Oh, that was a very
sweet... And she wrote that up on her iPhone, that whole email.
And there were no mistakes.
Go, girl.
Go to that girl. You must, she must have very faint, like, dainty fingers.
Right. Because I can't type worth
a shit. Because if you got FFS... Not gonna
fat
happen.
Fucking fingers?
Fat finger syndrome.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Fat fucking fingers is 3 F's.
Fat finger
if
syndrome.
If you have F cubed.
Stop. Stop.
If you have F cubed. finger me.
I swear to God, we're not drunk. Anyways, Luna, thank you so much for the email. We really appreciate it. And that was a very, thank you for being honest and open with us.
I'm sorry about your friend.
Yeah, that's really horrible. And your other friend, too, who had to, we don't know the details. And if you could, send us back an email with.
We don't have to tell everybody. If you just want to let us know.
Yeah, you just want to let us know, we won't read it on the air. But, that's really sad for every party involved. I can't imagine that's an easy situation to go through. And Pookie and I were talking about yesterday, Thursday's episode of Serial and Slate's adjacent podcast as well.
Which we haven't talked about. We need to tell people about, right?
I think we touched on it, but we didn't elaborate on it. But we could talk about it. Slate.com has their own podcast, and it's called Spoiler Alert, the Serial Edition. And basically what they do is they go through the Serial episode, and they talk about like all the things that are going on. So they try to like dissect the episode, and they usually have like some like reporters, lawyers, things of that nature,
listeners,
other listeners, and they just really like just make sense of the episode in more of a listener format rather than the way that it's
told
through Sarah and her team, which I like because it does. I'm sorry,
just phone calls galore. You want me to pause it?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. I forgot that's enabled in my phone. I think it's a really good show. You guys should pick it up.
It kind of validates some of the how you feel about the show. Because not only do they talk about the situation, but they talk about how they feel about the show, how it's being told, how they feel about the characters. Like, I can say right now, from the beginning, I felt that Jay is responsible. I don't know if he actually murdered her, but he knows that she was murdered and he knows how she was murdered. I don't think Adnan has anything to do with the murder.
You know,
or he knew about it after the fact and he's just not being truthful.
So
I don't know.
The thing that me and Pookie discussed yesterday is that, you know what? I think that after this last episode, did you listen to the Slate episode from me? Okay, so you kind of know it. So like after listening to the episode and then listening to Slate and listening to that conversation, what Pookie and I have sort of come, like, the thing that I was telling her was, is that at this moment in time, my gut, my personal, like, my heart tells me that he is innocent, that he didn't do this. That he was involved, but indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there were things that he did that placed him in those
like
things.
Like borrowing the cell phone.
Lending the cell phone. Like, all those things. Like, those things are what placed him and sort of made him look guilty or made him appear to look guilty. But what I was telling Pookie was that at this point, as a listener, and I think Sarah and her team and then Slate and their team, I think at this point, what we as listeners have to do is take out the fact that whether you believe he did it or not, you know, like he physically killed her or not, you looking at the facts, he is innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason this poor kid should be sitting in, well, man, now, but he should not be sitting in jail. And I think that's what the fascinating part about it is that you have to kind of at this moment in time, like, I think with this last episode, everything turned because now you got three new pieces of information and you got a better perspective of who Adnan was. Like, you just you know him better, and he was humanized even more than when he was just talking along with the show.
Well, even on this episode, too, we learned a little bit more about Hay. And it was really sad because Sarah pretty much had to, the people that she interviewed is what she took away from that. And how she said things about Hay, but also Hay's family, they are not involved with this and they don't want to be. Mm-hmm. But it was really sad when she was reading what her mom said.
Oh my God, like tears.
Like,
and I was crying.
Like, yeah, I mean, somebody killed her.
She's like, I think the thing that got me the most was when she had, which, throughout the entire series, which is really, I think, sort of odd as a listener if you're reading a story like this or if you were to hear a story like this. And I think it's kind of odd that they don't mention the main character of the story, which is Hay. But now that they did, she like,
the thing that's happening now though is people are hearing the story and people, friends of Adnan and Hay are contacting her now. So
in the
beginning, she didn't have access to these people, but now that they've heard what's happening, like the girl that said, there's no fucking phone in Best Buy.
Yes. Like, I even told Pookie, I'm like, you know what? I was like, now I've gone to several Best Buys throughout my life and I've never seen a payphone at any Best Buy ever.
Outside or inside.
Exactly. Outside, inside, on the vestibule, near the vestibule, even the ones that are like in little strip malls. I've never seen a payphone. And usually, I think if it's a big chain like that, aesthetically speaking, they all almost always look the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference in their appearance. So I was like, I was like, and even Sarah, I think in that episode said, yeah, I believe her more so than I would have believed the other girl, or I can't remember who she was referencing, but she was like, I believe her more because she stole. You know, she was someone who was committing a crime. She would know that up and down because she was trying to be vigilant so she didn't get caught. So I thought that was really interesting that she had said that. And then the other thing that really just sort of made me look at the perspective of the family was when she did read the testimonial of the mom and she had said that she was never going to be able to like hear her voice or touch her hand. And I'm like, I mean, that just broke my heart.
No, when she said, because I guess it's a Korean proverb that says when a parent dies, you bury them in the ground. But when a child dies, you bury them in your heart.
Right.
And so when I die, I'll be burying my daughter with me.
Yeah. I was like,
chills.
Like driving home, I was like, oh my God, this is so sad. the other thing I thought that was really interesting was, is hearing Adnan, or Adnan, when he was describing the day that the detectives and the cops came over to arrest him.
And like, he was like...
He's like, I'm not... He's like, oh, it's cool. I'll be... You know, like, he was like, I'll be released
the next... You need to go home and write a report.
Right. Like, and then... But, you know, and it also... In the Slate episode, they just talked about how much, like, that reminded that he was a child, that he was a kid. Like, he was just... a young guy who was like, I'm not worried about this. I didn't do it. Like, and I also thought it was interesting when he had said that, you know, that he found it offensive that, but I don't know if he was referencing Jay or like reporters about when he was saying that, why hasn't he come clean all these years, you know? And he was like, why would I not? It would bring peace of mind to my parents. Like if this was something that I did, then at least they would be peaceful to be like, okay, he's sitting in jail for something he actually did.
Right.
And he deserves to, right? Which I also thought, again, just continue to humanize him.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, you sort of begin to see this bigger picture and how it sort of, there is so much more to the story than just what is being, you know, delivered to us.
And also, just to show that our system isn't 100%.
No.
That's why I would never be on a jury that would like decide if someone gets life in prison or the death penalty. Well, I don't really believe in the death penalty that much, but I could never be on that situation because I would have to see the crime myself in order to say, yes, this person did it.
Right.
They're like, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Yeah, because there's always going to be that doubt. Like, what if that person didn't do it?
Because he clearly did not go through the right processes.
Right.
And the people, the
everyone
forensic scientists, the police department, they all fucked up.
Everyone failed him.
Fucked up. They all fucked up.
Everyone failed him. including our system. But you know what's the worst part is that not only did they fail him, they failed Hay.
Yeah, because they probably will never if he gets tried again or if he gets let go.
Mm-hmm.
They may never find the person that killed her.
But you know what I thought was interesting, and Pookie and I were talking about this yesterday, was that, you know, like, let's take into consideration Hay's family for a moment. Like, you have to, like, I mean, isn't it a little sad to think that, you know, let's say he does go back to trial, and let's say they reverse his conviction, and he is now set free. Her family has to relive all that again. And not only that, but now they have to live with the uncertainty that they don't even know who killed their daughter. Like, that must be painful. I get that that's not, you know, that's just a part of the process. Like, you don't know. Unfortunately, this happened. This mistake happened. You know, whatever. Like, we honestly don't believe that he did it. Someone else did. And unfortunately, we don't have things to, you know, find this person or people who did it. But just to think about being in that position of that, now they have to relive all this again, and yet they still don't know who killed their daughter. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's, I don't know. To me, that's very sad and just, wow. I can't imagine having to go through all that.
It would be wonderful if they did find out who killed her, and they may have talked to the person that killed her, but they have proof.
I'm not necessarily convinced that Jay killed her, because even though there is a lot of things that he knew about what happened or supposedly knew what happened, what I find interesting is that, you know, and I was telling this to Pookie yesterday too, because we had a long discussion about this, if we're in fact people who believe that Adnan is guilty, I mean, you need to step back and really look at everything that's going on. I don't think that no one could ever keep this lie up for this long,
mm-hmm.
and that straight faced, and continue and be calm to say that, you know, and not be mentally ill,
mm-hmm.
you know, or at least evaluated as mentally ill, because he's not, you know what I mean? Like, he's not, I don't think there's no evaluation, and they haven't released any of that, but I don't think that there's anything that's mentally wrong with him. I don't find him to be a sociopath. He doesn't sound like he has those tendencies. But I also don't know if Jay is guilty for actually murdering her.
Mm-hmm.
He's involved, but I don't know how. And I think that's what sort of makes it really kind of like, I don't know. It leaves me very uneasy about him. Also, too, like, I think Sarah was preparing us for the ends of, you know, for the end of the series. Like,
and well, by there's telling, only 12 episodes.
Yeah, and I think also she's kind of letting us know. Like, I thought with this last episode, I thought her, you know, it was her way of saying, like, be prepared. Like, there may not be a good ending to the story. There may not be an ending to the story, period.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys have to be okay with that. Like,
I will not be okay. I will go to Maryland and set Adnan free.
Right? But anyways, I mean, I think that this entire series, I mean, it's going to be very interesting what their next story is going to be about. And I've heard her interviewed a couple times, and she has said that the next one is not going to be a murder. But she doesn't know what. She just knows that it's not going to be based on a murder case.
Probably because it's really fucking stressful.
Probably. I mean, you have to. And another thing, too, that I thought was really fascinating is that she kind of admitted that she didn't believe that he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Not directly, because she never said that she actually said, I don't believe
he did. She said she has doubt.
That she has doubt that he did it. Which, I mean, I think to me, and this is what they talked about on Slate, because she can't really outright say, I don't believe he did it, because mm-hmm. then that kind of dictates how the show goes. But it just kind of let us know that, you know, mm-hmm. like where she is with that, which I thought was interesting too. I don't know, it's a really good show. If you guys haven't heard it, go back and listen to all the episodes. You guys will be like literally enamored by this
and now situation. We're going to have the shakes by the time the next one comes out, because it's not coming out next week.
No, we have to wait 2 weeks. Fuck. But Slate is doing a special episode on Wednesday that they are releasing. I can't remember if they said how much it was going to be or like how, the time frame. But in any case, like, I mean, if you guys not.
Though it's Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Yeah. So next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, y'all. It's almost Thanksgiving.
No, make sure to donate 35. If you guys want her to bring back cereal. Because right. I think it's important. I think it's a good show.
We're at 35. We're going to go.
Deuces,
and
y'all.
And we're going to record a different show.
Yes, what we would do, well, we hit up the reviews. Is that what we're going to do?
Oh, the iTunes reviews. Yes.
I mean, and she's just forgetful.
I'm so forgetful.
I can't pull. Oh, I can't pull.
It's my three cubes. It's my F cubes right now. I can't. All I can think about is my F cubes.
Your F cubes are a little too high.
Yeah. So, you guys, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
When's this coming out? To you, it'll come out like Sunday.
Okay.
So it's Saturday.
Oh my God. So it's tomorrow.
And then I'll probably do the second show maybe Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Oh, it's like a Christmas early special gift for you. So thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Leave us an iTunes review because we have three new ones and we want like 500 more.
We want a lot because we want to be up there with
and
cereal.
Yeah. And the more reviews we get, the longer we stay at what's hot, the what's hot list.
Oh, are we on that list?
Yeah, we're on the top. We're like top 10.
Oh, where do, how do I find that? You're going to have to show me I'll how show to do that. Okay.
All right. So this is
Deuces.
This is New Computer Ricky.
And this is just your standard computer. Roger. Bye, y'all.
That's how he wakes up.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377. Or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening. The shit out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I mean, he's on a horse. It's like, what?
Talk some more. Talk some more.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hello.
Hello.
This isn't working.
Dear Chicago.
All right.